Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're attempting a deep dive into a really challenging framework. It's called CENSES.
Right, which stands for Computational Embodied Neurotypical Superceptive Energetic States of Selfhood.
It's a mouthful, but our mission here is, I think, pretty simple.
It is. We want to treat CENSES purely as a computational model. It's not a diagnosis. It's about predicting metabolic risk.
So the goal is to just quickly get the mechanics of what the source is called the sentinel phenotype.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack that. If this is a model of metabolic risk, why start with defining the self? The source calls it CES, a generative simulation.
Right, a simulation of the internal model built with interoceptive inference.
So what are we actually talking about there? Interoception.
It's just how your body maps itself, you know, sensing your heartbeat, your gut. The sentinel is basically an epigenetic variant that's been optimized for threat detection. It's always scanning.
Itself is defined by the noise it picks up. The system is just built to run hot. But where does that initial error signal come from? The thing that forces this high friction state. The source points to a pretty clear causal chain.
It's a two-punch origin story. First, you have hereditary clock misalignment, a genetic phase delay.
Okay.
And that gets compounded by early life stress, specifically prenatal glucocorticoid exposure.
And that locks the system into what they call chronobiological entrainment failure, CEF. So the brain's internal clock is just permanently out of sync.
Permanently. And that desynchronization is the error signal. It's constant, it's costly, and it forces the brain into this really expensive state.
A high friction state. And this plays out across three different sensory processing layers.
Yes. Think of it like a sound system with the volume just cranked to max all the time.
So at the bottom, the input layer. Mesoception. This is where aberrant precision comes in. The thalamic filters, the gatekeepers, they just fail.
They fail entirely. So suddenly, background static is tagged with high importance.
You're just getting a flood of bottom-up prediction errors. A scratchy shirt tag is a crisis. A flickering light is a crisis.
And the next layer up, metaception, has to try and bind all of that chaos into some coherent sense of self.
Which forces the brain into high-cost homeostasis. HCH.
HCH is absolute crucial here. It means the system is burning through its fuel reserves way faster than normal just to stay online.
They mention astrocyte glycogen, right? The brain's emergency fuel.
It's burning through it. And when those lower layers are just screaming, the top layer, superception.
What we call executive function.
Right, our top-down control.
Yeah.
It just can't resolve the uncertainty.
And that's when the system engages in active inference. Or epistemic foraging.
Which we know is stimming, repetitive motor outputs. It's the brain switching to a very costly manual mode to create predictable feedback.
It works, but it's a huge energy drain, which explains why the labels they use, like seeker and watcher, aren't personalities.
No, they're just energetic states, bioactuarial snapshots. They just tell you how much glycogen is left in the tank.
Which brings us to the real consequence for you, the listener, the solvency cliff. And we're not talking about money here.
No, this is a thermodynamic cliff. Imagine your phone running a dozen heavy apps on full brightness. The battery is just hemorrhaging power.
The solvency cliff is that point where the cost of running the CENSES system exceeds the energy you have available.
And that's what triggers metabolic insolvency. It's a physical system collapse.
Yeah.
This is not psychological burnout. It's far more biological.
So to wrap up, the framework views the sentinel as a high-performance biological system, but one that comes at an incredibly high cost. The goal isn't to fix anything.
No, the goal is to audit the energy budget to prevent insolvency.
Right.
And this brings up a really provocative thought. If your executive function, your willpower, your effort, is a superceptive function that fails, because the metabolic budget is already bankrupt from the noise in the lower layers, what does that imply? What does that mean for conventional demands for effort and consistency when the very foundation is constantly running on empty?